A new report says Arab countries face a serious food security challenge and that poverty rates are much higher than official numbers suggest. It blames the situation on vulnerability to volatile food prices, natural disasters, and water scarcity. The International Food Policy Research Institute, IFPRI, says its report shows a more realistic picture of the Arab world. Clemens Breisinger is an IFPRI research fellow and lead author of the report.
In general, we know way too little about the food security and poverty in the Arab world. And that has several reasons. And one of the major reasons is that the access and availability to data is really limited.
IFPRI says its report, Beyond the Arab Awakening, uses innovative research methods and diverse sources of information.
The first message of that report is essentially the poverty and food security situation may be much worse than suggested by official numbers. And the kind of policy implication out of this is, in the wake of the Arab Awakening and the whole drive for more transparency, a major issue to tackle is also data availability and access in order to improve decision-making and information of the people.
Breisinger says the Arab world has a number of factors that make it distinct from other regions.
Number one, it's the most food import-dependent region in the world. It imports more than 50% of its food consumption and is by far the highest in the world. At the same time, agricultural potential is somewhat limited. That is severely constrained mainly by water and exacerbated by climate change.
Adding to that is a high population growth rate, second only to sub-Saharan Africa. So consumer demand puts a strain on food supplies.
Given the supply constraints, more demand, no matter what, they will further drift apart. So the food gap will increase, which obviously increases the vulnerability of that region to global food price shocks, the ones that we saw in 2008 and to some extent in 2010.
The IFPRI report also raises concerns about high child undernutrition rates. Breisinger describes children as the most vulnerable segment in society, while at the same time being society's greatest asset.
If children are malnourished at any time between 0 and 5 years, that actually has long-term implications, reduces their IQ, their productivity, and thus overall the prospects for the country.
The report says Egypt has seen an increase in child undernourishment over the past 8 years, and a very high prevalence of child undernutrition rates is reported in such countries as Sudan, Somalia, Comoros, and Yemen. It says often not enough of the household income is spent on food, saying in Yemen, for example, 25% is spent on cat. U.S. narcotics experts say chewing cat leaves can induce a state of euphoria and elation, as well as an increase in alertness and arousal. The International Food Policy Research Institute recommends that Arab countries collect better data on their populations regarding poverty and food security. It also says greater emphasis should be placed on creating jobs by increasing exports other than oil. Finally, it says government spending on agriculture, education, health, infrastructure, and social protection is most critical. The IFPRI report was released in Beirut at the Food Secure Arab World Conference, sponsored by IFPRI, the UN, and the Social Commission for Western Asia. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.